BOE 2024 back in session. Greg Baker is currently not here, but will be joining us soon, we think. We're going to take up BOE number 179. Mr. Davis, you're here representing Bloom Church.
Yes. Bloom Church is saying that its church offices should be exempt. This sanctuary is on Highway 248, but where the staff have their offices during the week is north of town. So the pastor and his staff, that office, that building is north of town. We're saying that building should be exempt because it's not a commercial building. It's just where the staff have their offices during the week.
Is there any other business run out of there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. There's no other, they're not receiving income from someplace else. They're paying rent to somebody?
They didn't say anything to me about it.
Okay. Do you know of anything?
No, and this was a commercial building. No doubt the church bought it. And as in all cases, if it's not anywhere near the actual church, I put it before you guys. We took pictures of all four sides. There's a big boat park next to it, so it's up to you. You determine.
All they told me was that they're offices. So there was no description to me or discussion to me about them renting out part of it.
Okay, but there's no. I'm just trying to find out to your knowledge, the entire space is being used by Bloom Church for purposes of their administrative offices.
That's right. That's what they told me. I mean, I didn't.
I understand.
I haven't gone there to monitor what it's being used for. That is what they told me.
And Jennifer should have pictures.
And I do have a question on that, because when we look at the pictures, it is advertising timeshare all over the front of the building.
I think they took that down.
That is down now.
I believe it is down there.
Okay.
But again, the boats kind of went through me, and I just put it in front of y'all.
You know anything about the boat?
No. I don't know anything about the boat.
Okay. Do we have any other pictures of the...
There's Greg.
There's Mr. Baker.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Sorry, I was...
No, you're fine. I have nothing to say after I was half an hour late first day.
As Susan pointed out, I think it truly was at one point in times past a commercial building.
That was an old picture that you brought up that's on our Ulrich program.
Oh, there it is without the.
But if you go through the other pictures, the newer one, there you go. That sign's gone.
And the boat, it looks like the boat's gone too.
And that's the other side.
Okay.
Was there any type of advertisement for the church on the doors or anywhere saying that it was their offices?
They are indicating that they have some administrative offices that are north of town.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It used to be a commercial building, and now they have some administrative offices that they've indicated to council are used exclusively for Bloom Church business and administrative. Is that my understanding?
That's what they told me.
It's right off the highway, right?
Yes.
Okay. Close to
on 176.
Okay. Not having any other information, does somebody want to make a motion on this one?
I would make a motion that 179 be tax exempt.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on BOE number 179. Any discussion? See no discussion. All in favor of classifying as exempt, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay. Okay, we have Life's Journey Inc. We have BOE 10. You're welcome. Okay, do you want to come up here? That's fine. BOE 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. That one's out of order. Okay, 18, 19, 20. Then we have 6 and 7, 8, 9. Okay.
Yep.
So 6 through 19, basically, is what we're looking at. Okay. Council, did you have anything new? I was going to talk about a little bit about the case law and stuff that I would, had looked at, and then maybe ask some questions.
I'll assume we sent a memo in.
Yeah.
That outlined the use that you asked for.
Yeah.
So I'll assume that you guys have seen that.
I have.
Answer questions, but I won't read it to you.
I understand.
Can I add something?
Sure.
We started, when we received this in at the end of 2022, we started looking at trails in January of 23. We started the process, but had to go through the approval through Branson Hills. The Branson Planning and Zoning. So Todd Chandler with the engineer group started doing all that work, and we finally got it approved in like May or June of 23. So we then started the trail process of clearing the trails fully. So just thought I'd share that.
Council, I'm always can address him directly or I can address you, but one of the questions I had is we're a little unclear on mission. What is the on the application it just says generally to serve parents, and that's some very general categories.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork, and we did it two times. So basically the mission of the park is to serve the next generation and families and other groups like FCA groups, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, homeschoolers, church youth groups, Boys and Girls Club been out there for sharing the gospel and through sports and encouraging believers and all others who want to come. There's no specific religion for coming to the park. So it's really everyone's eligible to come to the park.
I was talking about the corporation as a whole, not just the park area here, okay? Because, I mean, the park has to kind of dovetail into the mission,
yeah.
So that's what I'm trying.
Well, we've done camps. We did 10 camps before there was even a park with Jackie Stiles, fishing events out in the National Forest in Chadwick. We went to Fort Leonard Wood. We were serving military kids. I mean, it's wide open what we can do in this aspect.
But is the overall focus a sports activities for kids with a Christian base?
That's just where the Lord led us based on a small budget. So we've done international missions. We've helped with the soccer court in El Salvador. I mean, the world's wide, and we're wherever it takes us is what we're doing based on what we've done so far.
I think the broadest stroke would be it exists for evangelism and for space for discipleship. So it's not necessarily that they have people enrolled in their program, but they make the space. That is true, but they also just make the space available for, like you said, youth groups and the FCA and other church groups.
And the walking trails are open to the public. I mean, it's wide open to anyone at both locations. We've never turned anyone down.
Yeah, I'm not really looking at it. I mean, from what I've seen from the literature and stuff like that, I mean, I don't know that I'm looking at it as a church. I think it certainly is something with Christian principles it's supposed to be. But it looks like to me you're trying to help kids. I mean, you mentioned like first responders and children and military children and things like that. You're trying to provide some sort of sporting activity to kids.
I've always centered around the gospel and always
right,
centered around
right.
The
And that part we don't have any problem. The basically what I'm trying to narrow this down, the way the case law looks at it when we're looking at vacant property, as I understand it, and I ended up going through dozens of tax decisions on the state tax website as well as, you know, the cases after the statute. And I was focusing in on vacant land basically, as to what provisions have to be, you know, what things you have to do in order to get it to the point of exemption. And kind of my overall take on this is there has to be something, one, that dovetails it into the purpose of the organization, which is the reason I'm asking for the mission. And two, you have to be doing something with the property and on a regular and consistent basis. And my concern is you've gotten, and there's some case law in there that talks about obviously, organizations such as this will receive large, sometimes they'll receive very large donations in the form of land or other things. And in some of those cases, they split the land to exempt and not exempt, and the ones that were not exempt, there really hadn't been anything done with them. There's future plans and hopes to do with it. But the other ones, those were not exempt, and then the ones that were exempt, the ones where they're actively building property or building stuff on the property itself. So I think our decision kind of comes down to how much use is required or how much do you have to do to get it to the exemption point.
I guess I would challenge that it's not vacant land. It's land that's being used.
It is being used, you know, with some trails and things like that right now. And there's some stuff in there in the cases about, you know, if you put out brochures, that's not really enough. Things like that. And at this point, the property, or really what we're looking at as of January 1 of this year, what was being done with the property.
Yeah, well, that's what I would say is that the land, it's not equivalent to a brochure that, like, advertises the nonprofit itself. The purpose of the trails is to, as you walk, you're encountering scripture, and the scripture were carefully chosen so that you walk through a particular theological idea as you hit the trail. And there's not, you know, I think the other portion of this is that land was donated mid-2020, I believe.
22.
November. Yeah.
So it's a matter of getting the funds, so they've been working on it since they've got it. It's in process, but it's also been used. So there's a, you know, the old theological concept, the now and not yet. So yeah.
I have absolutely no question that there's good intentions and charitable intentions with the property. Okay, I don't have an issue with, and I'm just trying to comply with what the case law is out there, because we're taking a $3 million piece of parcels and taking it off the tax rolls for the tax.
Reading through the Franciscan test, I think they describe perfectly the court in the Franciscan court went through and said there's this, it's not broadest, but what do they call it? They talked about the most developed definition of charitable is it's doing things like affecting people's hearts and minds with religion and education. And it was kind of like a description of what they're doing with the property.
And I'm not challenging that's what they're trying to do. I just don't know, because because you're a 501c3 does not mean your property is tax exempt. It depends on the use. And I'm trying to get to your point, because it is vacant land to the extent that there's no structure on it of any kind. Are the trails, is it the Boy Scout case where they use it every weekend for their nature hikes? Is it that case, which is what you would make out of it, or has enough been done on the property to justify it being taken off the tax rolls?
And that's when, again, we look back to the Franciscan test, and it is kind of, I mean, it's not entirely, I agree with you, it's not entirely that it's owned by, but it's owned by the nonprofit and used by it. And then used by it, it goes into actual and regularly. And this property is being regularly used. It's open on a daily basis, available to the public, and it also has its own events where they're taking groups. People schedule and take groups there, but it's available on a daily basis. And has more to do with it's not being used for commercial purposes. It's not being used for commercial. It's being used for the organization's exempt purposes, and it is being used regularly, so it meets the Franciscan test.
Memberships at the other location allow you to go to both locations, so if someone's a member at the other park, can go to this location anytime they want to. But as a CPA, based on the Francisco rule, if it's sold, it becomes an investment at that point, and the gains are taxed even by the nonprofit. But it's not been sold, and we hope to keep the green space long term, to be able to market the park and do everything we're doing, but the rest of the funds would go help our other area, but then all that will be taxed, and there's interest in that. So we're trying to help the community, to be honest.
I don't doubt you at all. I'm just looking at it from a legal standpoint, and I'm not trying to avoid you. I'm just talking to counsel. But there's case law specifically that says green space is –